We continue the Gemara on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, the last line. The Gemara continues in the same vein. Whoever says that one of the great people with Choytem, so Ein El Atoya. Zog the Gemara, the last line, Nun Hey Amud Beis. Omer Rav Shmuel Ban Achmein Omer Rav Yonison. Kolo Omer B'nei Shmuel Chotu. Whoever says that the sons of Shmuel were Choytem in what? Zog Drashi, B'mekach Shoichat V'atoya Sadin, taking bribery. And being matted a din by not paskening correctly, ein el atoya, he's making a mistake. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, why would someone make such a mistake? Because it says in the pasuk, vayihi kasha zokin Shmuel v'holchu bonov bedrochov. When Shmuel became older, his sons did not follow his path. So zok the Gemara, doesn't mean that they took shoicha. Doesn't mean they were matted a din. It means bedrochov v'loyholchu. They didn't follow his path exactly, but they weren't choytim. Elamani mekayim. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Elamani mekayim vayitu achei habotza. It says that they followed bribery. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean that they actually took bribes. Shaloi osu kamay saviim. They weren't dan din teres like their father. Meaning, shoya Shmuel atzadik mechazek mechol mekoymes Yisrael. Shmuel atzadik used to travel to all the different villages and cities. V'dono yisam bogeim and paskin in their cities. Where the plaintiffs, where the baladin are. Shenem abaholach midei shona b'shono v'sova beis el v'agilgul v'amitva v'shofet Yisrael. And that's what Shmuel did. He went out of his way to damn them. Hashem and they took it easy. V'heim loy also came el yoshu bogeim. They remained in their cities where they lived. He did it in order that the locals should get parnosa, meaning the sofrim that write the shtore bilin, they write the igre shum, so the people that are going and call and send out the hazmonos for the nintoris, the locals should get parnosa. So he did it for them. So it's not bribery. It's not pshat as he went out of his way. There's no locals when you go to someone else's city and down the nintoris. You did everything yourself. One man show here. Let the chazanim, the locals do these jobs, and like this, the locals get their own panosa. Zog the Gemara ketanoi. This is a machlokes tanoim. If Shmuel's bnei Shmuel were chotu or not, it says it. One pshat is vayitu achia betza. It says in the pasuk vayitu achia betza. So what does it mean? They followed bribery. Remeya oimer chelkom shalu befiom. Chelkom shalu befiom. Rashi says. No, Rashi says, Maisa Rishon Aroy Lahem, they were Levim. So they asked for their Maisa Rishon that was Roy to come to them. Meaning, they were Gdoyle Ador and they were Shoiftim. So people were scared not to give them. When someone comes to you and he's a Gol Ador and he's a Shoif and he's a judge, so he's going to say, give me my portion. The owner can give it to whoever he wants to give it to. Give it to any Levi. They asked for it. So that's not bribery. They're entitled to get Maisa Rishon. Just they asked for it, so they were forced to get it. So that's the shoychat, so to speak, but not really shoychat. Vitachem botza. Reb Yudah Omer, Malai hitu ala balabatim. Malai hitu ala batim, meaning that they made, and this mandoma holds that it might have, yes, been shoychat. Meaning, Zogt Rashi, noislem pragmatia, lasik ba, velosin lam leschar. They made deals. They had dealings together with the balabatim of the city. And they had partnerships. Business dealings, and like this, Zogdrashi, kachoy nimshach libam lahatris din. And now, when one of the balabatim has a din, so obviously you're going to show favoritism to him because he's my business partner. So they're matadin. Kshaboyin leflein lodin v'hainu chetom. So Rabbi Yehuda says it was a chet. That's what Gemara says. Kamachlag istanoim. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, another pshat, kupi yisera shamayis and not lubizroya. Which is also seeming like they did a chet. They were goizel. They kupi yisera Zogdrashi yoisem naroy. They took more than was entitled to them. They were entitled to Maisa, but it said there's an additional taxation. Another tax they took. Another that Maisa. Bizroya they took. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Matonos not lu Bizroya. That means the matness that they were supposed to get, the Zroya L'chaim, that was supposed to go to the Kahanim. But again, this is Gzela, according to the first plan of Rashi. Matness Zroya L'chaim v'keva v'hem lo yu Kahanim. So they took that forcefully. But the second pshat in Zag Rashi, Lishnachin the matness Levia. That's similar to the first Madoma, which is not Gzela, because that's, he's just saying, Chelkom Sholem Befiyim, the first Madoma said, Ramea said. So here they were saying, they took it Bizroya. They took it forcefully, but it was really their Chelik. It wasn't an additional Kupa. It was what they deserved to get.
not zroy lechaim, but rather matnas davia zok dvashin in the second pshat. Koin meiser v'koksi v'nosan lekoin v'dashinon v'loy shiitel ma'atzmoi. Not to take it on yourself. You shouldn't take it forcefully. Pshidas chulin. And who are then all matnas kunin levi? You shouldn't take yourself. So they did that. So we have two man d'omer that seem to say that it was gezel, it was hatoya bedin, it was shoychad. Other two man d'omer saying no, it wasn't chelkom shalu, it wasn't a polite, or they took bezroya, they took chelkom agaponim. Or if it was chelikuna, then it was a problem. There was gzeilim, but upon him, these are the different ketanoi, like the Gemara says. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Om Rav Yonason, Kolo Oimed David Choto, whoever says David was choto with the chet of Basheva, before she had a get. Basheva was a wife of Uriah. And David HaMelech sent Uriah out in Melchama. And Amaisa, he died at the end. He was killed. So now, David took Basheva as a wife. So this relationship, whoever says it was a chet, whoever says it was an eshes ish, is a toya, making a mistake. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "Vahi David l'chol drach of maskil." David HaMelech was a maskil, v'Hashem imoy, and Hashem was with him. Ef shechet bali yodo itshayich that a chet came unto him, v'shchini imoy, and the shchini was with him, v'Hashem imoy. Even if this pasuk might have been written, it's discussed in the Mefarshim, this pasuk was made before the ma'aseh b'Sheva, but the pasuk of Hashem imoy is saying that Hashem is with him constantly. It can't be that Torah is made, that the Novi is made, that Hashem imoy, and it bochet liyodoi. Zog demar lemani mikayim, so what's pshat in the other posik? Madua bo ziso is dvar Hashem, yu mevaz dvar Hashem, laso is hora. Laso hora means he did the sin. Zog demar, it doesn't mean he did the actual sin in Basheva. Shebikesh laso is, he wanted to do the sin. Veloi also, but he didn't end up doing it. Say it again. These psukim in Shmuel. Zogti Gemara, Omar Rav, Rebbe the Osimi David, Rebbe that came from Beis David, Rebbe was a descendant of David. Mahapech v'dorish b'schus of the David, he goes out of his way to dash in the schus of David. Madua bozi says dvar Hashem lasara. It says in the pasuk why we have Hashem to do the ra. Rebbe Oimer mishuna razu mikol roish b'toyra. Over here when it says lasara, it's different than all other times when it says a person did ra in the Torah. Why? Because here it doesn't say lasos shekol roish b'toyra k'sibu vayas. It doesn't say like it usually says. It says lasos. Usually it says vayas ra. Then attacker means he did the actual ra. Kanksiv lasois. What does lasois sara? Lasois means shebikesh lasois. He wanted to, but ain't loy also, but he didn't end up doing it. Zog di Gemara, the next pasuk it says, so legabe de etzim cheta basheva, we're saying it was only lasois. He attempted, he wanted, but he didn't end up doing it. The next pasuk it says, es uya hachiti ekiso bechorev. You killed uya hachiti. So you killed uya hachiti. The Gemara is soon going to explain why it wasn't the eshes ish. Why she wasn't married lady. But first the Gemara says, what about the killing of Uriah in the battlefield? As Uriah achiti akisa b'chorev. What does that mean? It says that he killed him. He killed him b'chorev. David HaMelech. So what does it mean? Zog the Gemara, no. Avadi was entitled. He was allowed to kill him. He was considered married with Malchus. He went against the king and his chayv misa. But shehoi l'chol l'doino b'Sanhedrin v'leidanto. You should have done him in Sanhedrin. You didn't die him with Sanhedrin. You done him yourself. He was married by Malchus, correct, but you should have done him in the Sanhedrin. And Tosfos says, Akash on the top, Kosheleri, the Megillah Amrinon, Gabin Novel, the Meir by Malchus, Laboyle Medaine. Someone who's married by Malchus, someone who goes against the king, doesn't have to be done in Sanhedrin. And Uriah was married by Malchus. The Gemara is later going to say why he was married by Malchus. So what was the Taina? Zog Tosfos, V'yeshloima, Devaretzoch Ledoinoi, V'leida imu married by Malchus. You've got to have to done in Sanhedrin to see if he was married by Malchus. To be ma'ayin in the din and to make halon asadin and lahamtin ad lamochar, for that you don't need a Sanhedrin. But to etzim to be done to see if he's married by Malchus, for that you need a Sanhedrin. The Rambam learns that you don't have to be done at all in a Sanhedrin, even to be ma'ayin by Malchus. A Melech can be done himself without anything. Just over here, there was a different reason why he should have. Because over here was negay to himself. It was relevant to himself. If he was married by Malchus, to put him to death because he, at the end of the day, David married Basheva. So it's something that was relevant to him. So even though not David had an Agias, but it looked like a Chil Hashem if he would being Dan himself and then putting him to death because he took Basheva. So Melech as the Chil Hashem, he should have been, even according to the Rambam that says that a Melech can be Dan, even the Etzim Din Leida in married by Malchus, but he should have done him in Sanhedrin because it doesn't look like it's a Chil Hashem. So the Gemara says that he took his wife as a wife. Zogmo, lekuchin yesh lechobo. It's a valid marriage. I mean, she was not an eishes ish. Lekuchin yesh lechobo. Zog Rashi, kiddushin toifsimbo. She ain't eishes ish. She was not an eishes ish. Zog the Gemara. So why was she not an eishes ish? Zog the Gemara as follows. Whoever goes out and fought a battle of Beis David, that was a common minig, the hanhoga was, when you went and fought the battle in Beis David, koisiv get kisses li ishto, you write a get to your wife. Shenema, vesaseres chagitzi acholov, helo ha'ele tovi l'sara elef, vesachicho tifkot l'sholem, vesaruvosom tikach. Yishai told David, go to your brothers. This was when David was younger. Go to your brothers and take, just like that battle, so too by the other battles. Go take, bring them chagitzi acholov, bring, etc. But es aruvosom tikach, take back the aruvosom, take back the marriage, meaning take the get and hand it over to the wives. They wrote a get. Someone goes into battle, writes a get, in case you don't come back. You don't want the wife to be in aguna. You don't want her to be chayiv yibum. You don't want all these other problems. Shema yehorek. And there's no one to be meyer that he died. So it'll be in aguna. Maybe he'll be captive. You want to know what the situation is. She lets you see he's captive. She won't be able to get married for years till he comes out of captivity. So they wrote a get like this, they'll be divorced. What's Yosef? It's referring to the thing that's between them, which means the get. Now, there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, how did this get take place? So Rashi says that they wrote a get al tnai. That means they wrote a get with a condition. Zok Rashi, Shebikesh l'shachiv imo koidim shekiblo get. So your baila shalech l'min ha'machomo. The baila, the husband used to send a get out of, from the war. That what? Shem yomus. That if he'll die, lo tizaki liyibum. Hashem yaharek vein meid olav. Oh, so then Rashi says, in the next Rashi, oh, get krisis. Al tnai. The get was al tnai conditional, meaning, I give a get before I go into battle. And I say as follows. Shem yomus, if I die and I don't return, tehei migureses ma'achshav retroactively l'mafreya, it should be a get from when I left battle. So if that was the case, so when Dovid HaMelech sent him into battle, she wrote a get already, and at the end of the day, he didn't end up coming back. So retroactively, she was divorced. She wasn't eishes ish. And that's why he wasn't a set. Sometimes he's not able to send it before, so he sends it from the battlefield. That was with Yishai. He sent David. But the point is, the get is a get al tnai. What's the condition? That it should be mugreshes. If I don't return, retroactively from when I left. So Tosis has a kash on that. He brings Rashi, it's a get al tnai. Shim yom v'lchometim gresh me'achshof, v'tzoch loim lefirushoi, da'afakav du'uya bomen ha'mechoma, Uya, at the end of the day, did not die in a battle. Hatnai hoy, the condition was shimlo yoshu b'soif emelchama. At the end of the day, he didn't return back home. David killed him, so he didn't return back home. So it's also a get l'mafreya. She a get. That's Rashi's pshat. The Gemara in Gittin says, what is the status of this lady before he returns? My boy is nayomim. Rabbi Yehuda Oymar Reike Eishes Ish L'chol Dvoreo. She's an Eishes Ish. Right now, it's not yet Nisbar retroactively that she is divorced. Even if you're going to say, get al tnai l'mafreya migureshes. Very good. But right now, David enter her home, Frektei Sekasha, she's an Eishes Ish. She's a married lady. It's not yet Nisbar retroactively that she's divorced. So yes, eventually it'll be l'mafreya, she's divorced. But right now, he's entering, she's an Eishes Ish. So how can he have a relationship with her? So Rabbi Natam argues on Rashi. It wasn't a get al tnai l'mafreya. What they did, they went into battle. They gave a get to their wife, a valid get. She's divorced. If he comes back, he remarries her. Some women said, you know what? I don't want to get married to you anymore. They took a chance. But that was what it was. That's the only way, Dr. Ben Natam, you can understand that David was not choyta. She was a real megugashes. He gave a get. Koyan cannot correct. Koyan cannot go to war if he gave a get and he wants to marry his wife again. If he wants out, that's a very good way to get out. Zok di gemara vayta. So that's why it wasn't a chet of eishes ish. It wasn't a chet of harigas uriyah because he just the taina was shaylach ledunim b'sanhedrin v'leidanto and ishta lekachto. It was also she was a lekuchin. She was a megugashes. Zok di gemara. Oh, so how do we know that he wasn't chai for the harigas uriah? Just like the killing of Bnei Amon, you're not being punished for killing Bnei Amon. So af Uya achiti at nenash olav, not nenash for killing Uya. Zog mo my timer. What's the reason? Like we said before, he was moired b'malchus hava. He was moired b'malchus. He revolted against the king, and whoever is moired b'malchus chayv misa. Zog the mother the omalei, because he told David Amelech as follows. Va'adoni yo va'avde adoni al pnei asod choinim. David Amelech said, go back home to your wife. Don't go into battle. Go to your wife, Basheva. So what did Uriah answer? But my master, the head general, Yoav, the Avdei Adoni, and other servants of my master, they're in the battlefield. I'm going to go home. But how did he call Yoav in front of David HaMelech? V'Adoni Yoav. How do you call in front of the king, you call someone else Adoni? Zogt Rashi, Lav Oirech Ara Lekabel Olav Mogus Acherim Yifnei HaMelech. You can't call him Adoni in front of the Melech. So Tosis argues on this. Zok Tosis, the Omer Levadoni Yov, Pirish Rashi, the Moir de Malchus, Bishum de Kome Vadoni Yov. Zok Tosis, Ve'ein Nira, that's not Moir de Malchus, because he called someone honorable mention in front of the king, that's Moir de Malchus, Ichai Misa. Ve'ein Nira, the Ainz of Moirit. Shloi Belibel Amlich, anyone want to be Mamlechim, that's Moir de Malchus. Will he call some Melchim and call him a king? Elakamash Pirish Rabbeinu Meir, the Pshad is, Dav Moirim Shum de Besefe, the Koksiv, Vani Ovi Albesi Lechov, Elishtois, Velashachim Ishti, Shedovet Omeloi Lasses, Velarotza Lasses. He didn't follow David's command. David said, go home. And he didn't. That's why he's married by Malchus. He ignored the tzivuy of the Melech. Zog the Gemara. So he was married by Malchus. The Omer Lev Adoni Yov Avdi Adoni Alpnei Asad Achonim. Omer Rav, Kim Ein Tebe Be David. If you're going to be Ma'ayin in the Parsha of David, Lo Mishkachas Be, you won't find any sin that he did. Bar Mi Uriah. The only sin was Uriah. Esha says she wasn't. We said it was a get. Rashi says get all tonight. He says get Me'achshov. Right away, not a Lamafreya, but the only sin was Uriah. At the end of the day, Uriah went into and he killed him. Now, he should have been Danim in Sanhedrin. He was married by Malchus, but he should have been Danim in Sanhedrin. Either as the Chil Hashem Shaboy, like the according to the Rambam, or Be'etzim Tosis says that you have to be Dan if he's married by Malchus. That was the only chet that he did. Zogmo Dichsiv. Rak bedvar Uriah hachiti, only because of the sin of Uriah. That was the only thing that was negative, that so to speak was dagos of David HaMelech. Rak bedvar Uriah. Zog the Gemara. Abaye Keshisha, Romi, the Rav. He has the contradiction in Rav. Mi omer Rav hochi. You tell me the only sin was the sin of Uriah hachiti? That he wasn't Danim in Sanhedrin and he killed him. Yom Rav Ochi, that's the only thing. V'Yom Rav Kibel David Loshen Hora. David HaMelech was Mekabel Loshen Hora. Zog Dimora Kasha. That's indeed a Kasha. We find that David HaMelech was Mekabel Loshen Hora. Where was David HaMelech Mekabel Loshen Hora? Zog Dimora Gufa. Rav Omar Kibel David Loshen Hora. We have seen the guy's the dog of David HaMelech. The one that was the David Melech Yisrael, the one who wrote Sefer Tehillim. One time we say that he spoke Loshen Hora. Can you imagine a person one time in his whole life? Zog Dimora Gufa Rav Omar Kibel David Loshen Hora. Where the Chsiv? Va'ayoyim Eloi HaMelech Eifoy Hu. David HaMelech was looking and searching for the descendants of Yonason. So he found Tziva. Tziva was a servant of Mephibosheth. And he found Tziva and he asked him, Eifoy Hu, where is Mephibosheth? Va'ayoyim et Tziva HaMelech. And Tziva, the servant, told the King David HaMelech, Hinehu, Base Makir ben Amiel Beloy Dover. He's in the house of Makir ben Amiel Beloy Dover. What does Beloy Dover mean? Zogt Rashi, Beloy Dover connotes Einoy Chochem b'Teira. If your boy says it's not a Chochem b'Teira, it's not a Talmud Chochem. V'u motzei Molei Dover v'Chochem b'Teira. And he was a liar. Tziva was a shakran. He said about Mephibosheth to make him look bad. He said, oh, and he's an Amoretz. He's not Molei b'Teira. He ended up finding him yes to be a Talmud Chochem. Zogt Dimar Uksiv. Vayishlach HaMelech, and David HaMelech took him by Kicheu Mibes Makir Ben Amiel, Molei Dover. Molei Dover means that he was Molei B'Teira. He was Dover Chochem B'Teira. So that was a sheker, number one, he found with Tziva. Now, we don't say anywhere that he accepted Lashon Hara yet. But Maisa, number one, it was confirmed by David HaMelech that Tziva is not someone that you can rely on. He was a shakran. Zog the Gemara, Michti Chazi the Shakrahu, he saw that Tziva was a shakran. So kihode al shen alvei. In another instance, another story, Tziva was Malshin Lashon Hara about Mephibosheth. So why did he accept it? My time at Kibbutz Mineh, why did he accept it? Where do we know that he accepted Lashon Hara? It says in the Pasuk, Vayoyimar HaMelech, and the Melech told Tziva, he told him, Va'aye ben Adinecho, where is Mephibosheth? Zogdu Mora Vayoyimar Tziva HaMelech, and Tziva told the Melech, Hinehu Yoshibu Shalayim, meaning, he's awaiting in Yerushalayim. What's he awaiting for? He's awaiting for you to be done with your melucha. He's awaiting for you to finish your melucha. He's awaiting to take over your malchus. He doesn't want you. He doesn't accept you as a king. That's what he said about him. He's not here. He's in Yerushalayim. He doesn't want to meet you. He doesn't want to be with you. Zogt Rashi, why? Ki omer hayoyim yeshivu li es mamleches avi. I will receive the malchus coming from my father. That's what he said about him, about Mephibosheth. So that's a terrible Lashon Hara. He's saying about me, from someone that he already confirmed that he was a Shakran, that he said he's Loi Chochem, and he found that he was to be a Chochem. Now he's saying he's Yosh Bishlaim because he's waiting to be married by Malchus, to take over the kingdom. So how do we know that Dovra was Mekabal this Lashon Hara? So Dovra the Melech confiscated all the lands and properties of Mephibosheth. And he said, give it to Tziva. He gave it to Tziva. Tziva, you told me this about Mephibosheth. I'm confiscating. The Melech can do that. So he said, I'm confiscating. Everything belongs to you, Tziva. Vayoyim et Tziva. And Tziva answered, Hishtachavisi. He thanked him. He bowed down to him. And he said, Emtzochein beinecho adoini. I want to find favor in your eyes, my master and the king. Adoini HaMelech. So he accepted it. He gave him gifts. He confiscated the lands of Mephibosheth. All because that he accepted what he said. He's Mekabel Lashon Hara. That's what the Gemara says. Zog the Gemara, Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel says no. Loi kibel David Lashon Hara. David was not Mekabel Lashon Hara. Dvorim hanikorim chozabei. He saw things that the words of Tziva seemed correct. He saw certain things that it seems what Tziva is saying is true. The Chofetz Chaim has a whole arichas in this. That something that's nicker, something that's yedove vayedua lakoil, is that an issa lashon hara or not? Shmuel saying dvorim anikorim chozabei. He saw certain things about Mephibosheth that he was able to believe it. That would not be considered mekabel lashon hara. What did he see about him that he said dvorim anikorim? Maybe it's correct. It's indeed correct that he's waiting to be married by malchus. Dichsim, because it says in the pasuk in a different place. Mephibosheth ben Shaul, Mephibosheth the son of Shaul, yorad likoya melech. He came to greet the king. How did he come to greet the king? Not in his finest clothing, not kempt. Loi oso raglov. He did not take care of himself, his feet. Loi oso sfoma. He didn't trim his mustache. Ves begodav loi kibes. He didn't wash his clothing. So if he came in such a way, what does that mean? That he was in a state of being mitzar about the malchus of David. After Avshalom, this is talking about after the death of Avshalom. He came in such a state. Avshalom wanted to take over the melucha. So he was in a downtrodden state. He was unkempt because he was mourning the fact that Avshalom died. That means he wanted to be married by Malchus. So David saw on him something, Dvorim Anikorim. Dvorim Anikorim, Zok Shmuel, that's not called Lashon Hara. I see about you, is Yesh Dvorim Begav. That's what he heard from Tziva. And that's what he saw himself. So maybe he was Mekabalid. Uksivan, it says, Vayiki Bobi Yushalayim Likas HaMelech, Vayyomel HaMelech, Lomel HaYalachti Imi Mephibosheth. Why don't you come with me? Vayyomel Adoni HaMelech, Avdi Rimoni, Ki Oma Avdecho, Ech Beshliach HaMor, Ve'erk Avalea, Ve'elech, Es HaMelech, Ki Posach HaVadech. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll see the rest tomorrow.